And this is the appointed time that we like to get together with none other than our good friend who is up at Music Mountain, that is Oscar Espina Ruiz, who is the artistic director, and talk to him about what's coming up this weekend at Music Mountain. Oscar, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you the other day, and it's nice to speak to you again today.
Definitely, yes.
All right, you had we had beautiful weather this weekend up at the mountain, because I know I was in Falls Village and I was in Sharon, and it was beautiful weather. So of course, another beautiful weekend at Music Mountain. But you have another weekend coming up this weekend at Music Mountain, and distinctly a different type of music on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, of course, we'll start off with the Twilight Evening Concerts at 5 o'clock, and you bring back the new Black Eagle Jazz Band.
Yes, these are the Keepers of the Flame. They've been around since 1971, and they are amazing. More than 40 years playing the traditional jazz of Duke Ellington, Cole Porter, and so on. It's a rather bigger group. The leader is Billy Novick, clarinet and alto saxophone and vocals. But then we have Stan Vincent. So there's trombone, cornet, piano, drums, bass. It's a great group, and they really always bring a great audience. And many love to come early and picnic in the grounds, in the beautiful lawn right in front of Gordon Hall. So hopefully the weather will help so that we can do that again this coming Saturday at Music Mountain.
Well, it's a good thing that you have air conditioning, because it's meant to get hot Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and humid. And, of course, with that specially designed air conditioning system, when people go in to see the concerts, not only can they see and hear the concerts perfectly, but they can sit in a cool air-conditioned comfort.
Yes, it is a luxury. I mean, we were so privileged to have this major donation to provide it years ago. This is before my time, because, I mean, there are other wonderful festivals around us, but, some of them don't have air conditioning. And so it makes a big difference. Also, it's closed, so no mosquitoes, no heat, no humidity, while we enjoy the beautiful concert.
It's also
at intermission, of course, we walk out, enjoy nice ice cream or coffee or whatever at our concessions stand, and enjoy the weather, enjoy the nature. And the ride, oh my, the ride is a beautiful one as well, to drive up the mountain to the festival.
Now, what's interesting,
yeah, great experience.
What's interesting, I think, also about the air conditioning is it must be a lot easier on the instruments that are used, because I would think most of those instruments are really highly affected by humidity and dryness conditions.
You are absolutely right. The difference is really difficult if, let's say, they go from hot to cold or vice versa. But anyway, when it gets very hot and humid, the intonation becomes very unstable. And in addition, different instruments go in different directions. So strings may go a little flatter, while winds will certainly go sharper with the heat. And it's very, very difficult to then match and sound great. So with the conditions at Music Mountain now, with the air conditioning and also LED lights from this summer, I must add, which produce no heat, we are definitely, reducing our carbon print. That's also very true. But moreover, I mean, we are creating the ideal conditions to play beautiful music. The acoustics are fantastic. So now the temperature and humidity are also where they need to be, so that we can enjoy the music.
So we talked about the new Black Eagle Jazz Band on Saturday night, the Twilight Concert, which begins, by the way, at 5 o'clock, for those of you who'd like to go out to dinner afterwards. But then on Sunday, the 21st, the Aerial Quartet is back once again at Music Mountain.
Yes. So this is a very special day. One of the violinists of the Aerial Quartet just gave birth. Been in the making, we knew, and we had to change the program a month ago. And so what's on the website is what we will have But I do acknowledge that that was changed a month ago. And we have a beautiful program of Beethoven and Brahms. It will start with a Beethoven trio, string trio. And then, you know, I'm a big fan of the cellist of the Ariel String Quartet. She will play Amit Eventov cello. We'll play with Victoria Schwarzman, Cello Sonata Number 3 by Beethoven. And then in the second half, as planned, the Brahms Piano Quartet in G minor, Opus 25, will close the concert. What's different this day is that we are going to put a tent, a large tent, on the lawn in front of Gordon Hall, and we're going to have a silent auction, a fun silent auction, starting at 2 p.m., so starting before the concert, going on through intermission, going on for another 40 minutes right after the concert, and ending at 6. So people will be able to come, have a good time, have probably a glass of wine. We are preparing for that too. Enjoy the concert, first and foremost, but then also support Music Mountain, having a good time, bidding on a number of very exciting items. We have some 4 tickets to Hamilton, the Broadway show. We have a stay in a Napa Valley condo, a beautiful condo where people can spend 3 nights. There is a very exclusive dinner and a private recital with actually Victoria Schwarzman, who will be performing on Sunday. So you can, in a way, if you enjoy her playing at the concert, then you can bid on having her play just for you with the concertmaster of the Bavarian Radio Symphony in August. And there are many other items. In fact, I'm jumping in and cooking a paella dinner myself. I love cooking. People say I cook well. Well, I can say I love cooking. And I'm throwing this paella dinner for 5 that I will cook. And the list goes on and on and on. Fun items that people can bid on and support Music Mountain in this way.
I think it's a great idea. It's a great way to team both those things together. So the Ariel Quartet and that nice auction. Now let's just switch very quickly, the next minute, very quickly, and highlight what's coming up in two weeks, because you've got once again the Swingtime Big Band a week from Saturday and a week from Sunday, the Harlem String Quartet back at Music Mountain.
Yes. So those are major favorites, I have to add. The Harlem String Quartet always brings these eclectic programs that mix some, in some cases, even jazz or Latin American more popular composers with the classics. In this case, I mean, the big piece in the program is the Franck Piano Quintet. That's the great, great piece. But they start with the Debussy String Quartet. And then there are the Bolcom, William Bolcom, 3 rags are really, really fun, jazzy, ragtime music. It's going to be a great, great program. That's on Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m. They come and play with Francine Kay piano. And then Swingtime Big Band will play on the 27th, Saturday at 5 p.m. And they're bringing this theme, Name That Tune. Steve Scheinman is their leader. And they always bring these wonderful programs and also wonderful introductions. I mean, Steve is full of energy. He dances along as while he conducts the band. And he has these wonderful short introductions that really help us learn about the music of the jazz age and jazz legends. In this case, George Shearing, Mercer Ellington, plus Anita O'Day and Nat King Cole. Their music will be played at Music Mountain on July 27th with Swingtime Big Band. So really a lot of wonderful music coming up at Music Mountain. I hope people will come up. We've been having great crowds. but we still have a few free seats, so I hope we fill them up in this coming weekend.
All right, so once again, if people want to reach the box office, it's 860-824-7126, 860-824-7126, or you can get tickets online at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week. Have a great week and great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Marshall. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That, once again, here on Robin Hood Radio, is Oscar Espina Ruiz, the artistic director of Music Mountain.